Now, sometimes if they had two horses, they needed a double effect of some sort here.
Yes, they'd have to have something that went in between.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be a tongue too then, or wouldn't it be a tongue?
Did you ever hear of an evener?
No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
How about a double tree?
Yes, a double tree. I've heard that.
Sounds like it ought to go with two horses if single
tree
goes.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But never a double single tree? Did you ever hear that? Double
no, I've never
just
heard
a
that.
Double tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably extant. Well, that'll be fine. That's good here. Now, if a man has a wagon load of wood, he's going someplace with it, you might say, well, what's he doing? What's he doing to it?
He's delivering it. Delivering a load of wood.
Or, you ever hear of drawing the wood? He's drawing the wood.
Yes, he's drawing a pile of wood.
Now, what did the farmer use to break up the ground with? He has to break the ground.
A pick.
Or he has something he hooks onto the horse, and the horse drags it. It's a
plow.
And after it's plowed, he goes over it with a
furrow.
Or a
is that
a furrow? Is probably what something is in the ground.
In the ground. That's right. That's right.
He
goes over it with a.
Hair, something like for a hair. You ever use a harrow here?
Harrow. No, I
these are just out of your territory.
Yes.
all I'm after here is for
yes.
what you've heard.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I've heard a harrow, and you can put that down all right. Harrow the ground. Mm-hmm.
Even though you didn't actually do it.
No.
It wouldn't have called it a drag, I suppose.
Well, yes, I have heard people say I have to drag the.
Then, do you ever remember hauling, now this again may not be done around here, but my grandfather used to haul stone out of the field. He'd get stones out in the field, and he'd pick them up, he'd wait till it got wet, and then he'd hitch a horse up to this thing, which he called a what? It was a flat business. He picked it, he went out in the field, put the stones on it, and carried it on. It had no wheels
mean.
On it.
No. Well, he would haul them out. It would really be like planks. But I don't think that would probably be the proper name for it.
Do you ever hear of this called a drag?
Drag? No.
A stone boat?
No, that's
stone
not
boat.
Familiar.
He called it a stone boat. Well, mm-hmm. that's the or a mud boat. You ever heard that one?
No, that's not familiar at all.
There probably just weren't enough stones around here, too.
No, probably
in
not.
The winter time, when there's a lot of snow, the boys will take their sleds and they'll go run and they'll jump on. And they call that a
little belly flop down the hill.
At last, I found someone that has a word for that. I've interviewed five or six people, and this is the first one I've ever got that had a word for it.
Is that so? Oh, yes, we'll go belly flop.
I used belly slam, I think, which is.
Oh, belly slam, uh huh.
Now, the things that you, you'd put the wood across, you're going to saw wood, I know you wouldn't be.
Sawbuck.
And would there be any difference for what you'd saw, if you sawed a plank or if you sawed stove wood, would there be any difference in what you call them?
Well, it could be a log if you were going to saw it for a fireplace.
But is there any difference in the sawbuck? Would you call it a sawhorse or something else if you sawed a different kind of lumber?
Well,
wood, would it?
I think I would call it a sawbuck at any time.
A carpenter would use
yes.
a sawbuck.
Yes.
Also. Now, sometimes my hair doesn't lie down. I use a comb, but that doesn't work. I have to get a what? And
a brush.
Okay. You maybe remember the thing that men used to use to sharpen their straight razors on? They'd sharpen the razor on a...
They would hone the razor on a soapstone?